Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things have been missing.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, Carrie, you can play the audio of Ruth 3.
Okay.
As we wait for others to join in.
Ruth 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in, and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Albeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her. And she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he hath finished the thing this day.
Amen.
At Kroger, you can get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales for prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than...
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Let's go ahead and get started with the program. Let me do a roll call. I have Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie, Sister Loretta, Brother Hugh, Mother May, and myself, Angela. Is there anyone else on the call?
Amen.
All right. Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Welcome to the Nellens Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We are open to the love, the presence of God, and God's actions within us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay. This evening, I have Auntie Betty leading us in opening prayer.
Amen. Good evening.
Amen.
Good
evening.
Will you bow your head for prayer? Almighty, eternal God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father, for being the way, the truth, and life. We thank you for always being with us. Wherever we are, you are. When life's circumstance seem to overwhelm us, help us to release our thoughts, our actions that separate us from you, and to seek your wisdom. Help us to discern your wisdom from worldly wisdom as we strive to live a life that is pleasing to you. Father, we love you, we praise you, we magnify your name. And in your name, Father, everything that we need, loving, gentle, kindness, pure, redeemed, comfort, healing, friend, deliverance, protection, that is all in your name, Father, and it's there for us. And, Father, we just want to give glory and praise to your name. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that prayer, Auntie Betty. All righty. Well, let's get on into our program after such a beautiful prayer. So we're going to go ahead into our worship song. The title of the song is This Is the Move, and it's by Brandon Lake and Tasha Cobb Leonard. So just want to say a few words just to kind of understand what the words are saying in this song. Lord, we need you to move is what they're saying, and we need a miracle in our lives.
Amen.
This is me saying that there's just so much going on in the world today. So we just ask, as we step back and spend time with God, that we're asking for his assurance and his promises. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Miracles are happening all over the earth. Signs and wonders all over the earth. And it's happening right now in this room. So they lift your hands into the presence of God. God, we expect to move today. One like we've never seen. Show us wonders. Show us wonders. Show us wonders. Mountains are still being, strongholds are still being moved. God, we believe, yes, we can see, wonders are still working. Bodies are still being moved. God, we believe, yes, we can see, wonders are still working. We are here for you, calling to worship you. We are here for you, calling to worship you. We said that our hearts are pure right now. Come and worship.
Table. If you don't have a word or good news to share today, just say pass. I'd like to start off with Auntie Carrie. You have any good news for us today?
Yes. Psalm 103. Blessed be the Lord, O my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forgive all thy iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is newly like an eagle. The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He make known his ways unto Moses. He act unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenty in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sin, not rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heaven is above the earth, so is his mercy toward them that fear him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Angela, you had a caller to join in.
I got it. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. I did want to announce that we do have Auntie Dot and Sister Marie, Auntie Marie, right?
Amen. Good evening.
Amen.
Welcome, guys. We are doing our round table, so we're going to go ahead and proceed. Go ahead with Mother May.
First Peter said, get on with the good life. We all have done something in our past that we cannot change. The lies mm-hmm. is told. The object is stolen. The abortion is done. The addition is established. The divorce is final. The business is bankrupt. The job is terminated. The car is repossessed. And the house is in foreclosure. Now what? We could rehearse our past mistake and nurse our old wound. We could allow our past to consume us, strewing even through decision and action in regret. Peter suggests another way. We do not need to live our lives controlled by the memories of mistakes. We do not need to live our lives charming to used to be, and they always will. Instead, we could live the rest of our life according to the will of God. 1 Peter 4:2 said, we could honestly confess our sin and seek his forgiveness. We could make ourselves available to Christ daily and experience his grace and power working in us. We could apply the word of God to our life and adjust our lifestyle, moving away from living off this bodily lust, drunkenness, orgies, cursing, and detestable idolatry. We all used to be a lot of things, but now we have heard the imitation of a different lifestyle, one that is clear-minded, self-controlled, prayerful, hospitality, and controlled by love. We all used to be identified with the desire of the flesh. Now the desire of our heart is to know God's will and obey him. We all have a past we cannot change, but we cannot undo it, but we can rise to the bright new future. Get on with the good life. You have been living in the past too long. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And next we have Sister Loretta. You have any good news you'd like to share?
Yes, I would like to come out of first, well, let me see, Colossians 3:1-4. You have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Out of Colossians. Next, I have Auntie Marie. You have any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
John, the fourth chapter, starting at the 25th verse. The woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman, but no one asked, what do you want, or why are you talking to her? Then, leaving her water jug, the woman went back into town and said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Out of John 4:25, Auntie Marie. Next we have Sister Shirley. You have any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 46. Like to read verses 1 and 2, then 8 through 11. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried unto the midst of the sea. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He maketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Salah. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 46, Shirley. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of John, chapter 3, starting at verse 16 through 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come unto the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth come to the light, that his deed may be made manifest, that they are wrath in God. Amen, amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of time. Next we have, we did also have Daniel to join, so I'm going to go to Daniel if you have any good news you would like to share this evening.
Well, I was try to do this today. I ain't want to say it too much, but God bless us all. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Daniel, for your words. Next, we have Brother Huber, who would like to share any good news.
Yeah, I'm coming from Psalms 119, starting in verse 45. Zane, remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort and my suffering is this. Your promises preserve my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your laws. Your decree are the same, or your decree are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has been my practice. I embrace your first step. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, next we have Auntie Dot. Do you have anything you would like to share with us this evening? Yes, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 9:16-23. For thou I have nothing to glory of, for necessary is laid upon me. Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel, for if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will a dispenser of gospel is committed unto me, what is my reward then? Very that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, have I made myself service unto all, that I might gain the more, and unto the Jews I because as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them they are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, bring not unto law to God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. I will go next, but Auntie Marie stole my verse, so I'm just going to kind of talk. I'm just going to share with my understanding. We actually talked about this in Bible study, Sunday school. And just in summation, Jesus' interaction with the lady at the well, what was so beautiful about it was the fact that, first of all, she became an evangelist, one of the first women evangelists who was going out, sharing her testimony. I think I talked about that a few weeks ago, about being able to share your testimony, because sometimes you just don't know that there's somebody else out there going through the same trials and tribulations that you are going through. Everybody knew about all her five men and her six one she was living with that was already married. So she, when Jesus touched her and spoke with her, it wasn't easy because she was debating with him about the theological things. So that was kind of really interesting as well. But when she walked away, what I loved about it was she immediately began to preach the gospel and bring souls over to Jesus. Sometimes we're kind of slow at it, but the fact that she was a Samaritan that didn't believe in Jesus or didn't believe in the gospel, but she immediately took on that role to be evangelist to spread the gospel, which is his good news. So in prayer, I'm going to say, Father Jesus went out of his way to minister to a Samaritan woman. What an example that he came to seek and save lost. Thank you for finding us, for drawing us to you through the testimony and witness of others. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be powerful participants in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll move right on. Oh, I think I got everybody. We'll move right along to our sick and shut in. Before we start, do we have anyone we want to add or remove from our current list? I'm going to go with our current list to let me know. Jacqueline Johnson, Auntie Wylene, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Uncle Willie Williams, Loretta Simmons, Brian Tompkins, Tremar Green, Daniel Lowe, Joseph and Latoya Simmons. And Daniel, I think he can be taken off the list, but we're not moving him yet.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. All righty. So, if you guys please bow your heads. Father, goodness,
hey, Angela.
And love. Here are, yes, ma'am.
You know that's not Victoria Daddy Joseph, right?
Yes, that's the other Joseph that was Uncle
okay.
Oliver's son in law.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have a last name for him, so that was why I just called Joseph. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you bow your head, please, sick and shut in prayer. Father, goodness, and love, hear our prayers for our sick and shut in family and friends, and for all of those who are in need, Father God, with a special prayer for the following: Jacqueline Johnson, Auntie Wylene, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Uncle Willie Williams, Loretta Simmons, Brian Tompkins, Tremar Green, Daniel Lowe, Joseph and Loretta Simmons. I guess because I said it together, it seemed like I was saying the same last name. Giving honor to our Lord Jesus Christ, to our sick family and friends, may you be wrapped up in God's love, found deep in his everlasting wings, carried and kept, safe and cherished. May the healing power of Jesus Christ breathe across your being right now. And just remember, our Lord Jesus Christ suffered earthly pain and gave us the example of obedience to his Father's will. Our Lord is near our sick and shut in their time of weaknesses and pain. He will sustain them by his grace, and their strength and courage may not fail. Heal them, O Father, according to your will. And help them always to believe that what happens to them here is of little account if you hold them in eternal life. My Lord and my God, amen.
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 Lady. Okay, let's go with our birthdays for the week of February 7th. Through February 13th, we have Uncle Oliver coming up on the 10th. I also have Mark and Talaud on the 10th. And then on February the 11th, we have Alexandra Williams. On the 12th, we have Stacy Faith. And that's all that I have right now. Are there any other birthdays we would like to add to the list? All righty. Somebody's having a good time over there in a Batman cave. All righty. All righty. Alrighty. Let's see who I would like to have a thing. Th- Daniel, would you sing us a happy birthday song? Yes.
Is he singing?
You gonna do it? We can't hear you, Danny, man.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Birthday song.
Okay. Birthday. It'll be good. Every day is a day. And we say happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Every day. Amen.
I love you, Daniel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Many, many more. Amen.
All right, let's move right along. I know that on our, thank you, Daniel Man. Moving right along, on our last caller that suggested that we all bring some Black history or something we would like to share around that. So I don't know if anybody remembers. I'm giving you a few minutes to sprinkle around and grab something if you did. I don't know if you guys heard me, but on the last call, Loretta asked us if we want to do some things around Black history for this month. So if you did have something, this is a great time to share it when we do the second round. Or, of course, you can always do a question or song or testimony. So I'm going to start off with Auntie Betty. Do you have any additional roundtable for us today?
Yes. I'm talking about our President Barack Obama. Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. Barack Obama is the 44th President of the United States. On November 4, 2008, Barack Obama was elected as the first African-American president of the United States and was sworn in on January the 21st, 2009. And he served for two sessions, 8 years. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that good history, Auntie Betty, our first Black American president. Amen. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share? All righty. Okay, thank you, Sister Shirley. Next, we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I have two saying about two Black ladies. Challenges make you discover things about yourself that you never knew.
that Cicely Tyson said that. In the end, anti-black, anti-female, and all form of discrimination are equivalent to the same thing. Anti-humanism, Shirley Chisholm, and invented the security system with a black lady by the name of Mary Van Britton Brown in 1966. She lived in Jamaica, New York.
Okay.
Amen, amen.
That's it?
Amen.
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 That's
it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that history, Auntie Carrie. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, next I have Sister Loretta.
Okay. I would just like to just iterate Black History Month. It's an annual celebration of achievements by African Americans and a time to recognize our central role in U.S. history. Also known as African American History Month, which was noted by historian Carter G. Woodson.
Yes.
Black History Month was designated in the month of February as Black History Month. Other countries and other countries around the world, including Canada and the United Kingdom, also devote a month of celebrating Black History Month. I also wanted to add that with the way we are now in this world, I do believe that we need a White History Month based on truth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Loretta. Righty. Next I have Brother Hubert.
Yes. I'm coming out the red book, red prayer book. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any door that be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any door that needs to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person we have prayed for today clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. Amen.
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 All right, next I have Mother May.
Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have deepened our love for each other. We praise you for all the joy of our home and family. Help us to practice love instead of hate, to reconcile rather than to retaliate, and to exemplify all that is Christ-like in our home through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next I have Auntie Marie. Do you have any good news you'd like to share with us?
I pass.
All right. Right, Auntie Dodd?
Yes. I'm reading about John Lewis. John Lewis was one of the big six leaders of a group who organized in 1963 March on Washington. He fulfilled many key roles in the civil rights movement. and its action to end illegal racist segregation. And serving, he became the dean of the Georgia Congress dedication while in the House. Lewis was one of the leaders of the Democrat Party, serving from 1991 as a chief deputy and from 2003 as a senior chief deputy. John Lewis received many honorable degrees and awards, including the President Medal of Freedom. Lewis also stood up for the injustice of other communities, including the Jewish community, in the wake of 2014 Overland Park Jewish, United States. Mm. In 1965, Lewis led the first of three settlements to Montgomery Marsh across the Upper Pittman Bridge in an accident which became known as a Bloody Sunday. That state troopers and police attacked the Marsh, including Lewis. A member of the Democrat Party, Lewis was first elected to Congress in 1986 and served 17 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. The district he represented included most of Atlanta. Due to his leakage of communicating center shooting, Lewis states, it is deeper traffic that search sensor that brutality should occur on the eve of Passover. The times when Jews all over the world remember their liberty from slavery in Egypt thousands of years ago. Lewis was called a hero and a special gift for the Jewish community. But those who knew and interact with him. John Lewis, February 21st, 1940 to July 17, 2020, was an American politician, state man, and civil rights advocate and leader who served in the United States House of Representatives for Georgia, the 5th Congress District from 1987 until his death in 2020. He was the chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinated Committee from 1963 to 1966. Amen.
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 Excellent.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Excellent.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Dot. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Daniel, do you have any?
Oh, Lord.
Don't get it out, Angela. Come on.
Ooh.
You know, get in the dance with that song.
What's up? Oh, God. I got my phone.
Yeah. Go ahead. What are you saying?
Excuse me.
Get my phone back.
You have anything to share, Daniel?
Okay, I just want to say every day is a birthday. Happy New Year. New Year's going to be able to fly by. Yeah, but you better up the door. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you.
All righty. That concludes our second round. So we're going to go ahead and assign parts for next week. We have Ruth 4. And just can always ask your permission, Auntie Carrie. Do you still want to play your voice?
Yeah, I do it. I do it.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have a volunteer for the opening prayer? Okay, how about the closing prayer? Do we have a volunteer for the closing prayer? All righty, well, Loretta and I will take care of that for next week.
Angela, I'll do the opening.
You do the opening? Okay. Then I'll do the close.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Before we go into the closing prayer, which we do have Loretta doing that today, is there anything else anyone would like to share before we go into that closing prayer? All righty, go for it, Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their heads. Gracious Father, as we come to a close of this prayer time tonight, we want to thank you for allowing us to meet once again. Thank you for ears to hear and a voice to speak your words. As this meeting comes to an end, we ask that you guide us in everything we do and lead us to the rock that is higher than us. And help us to abide in your word. And Father God, we shall continue to look up to you because we know that you are our shepherd and we shall not lack anything. In Jesus' name, we believe and we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that prayer, Loretta. So in conclusion, we're going to do our worship song. The song that I chose this evening is called The Call by Isabel Davis. And again, it's just one of those songs that is calling on God, as we all know is much needed in this day and time. Amen.
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 God, we want your presence in our
Come to the conclusion of our program. So, in closing, we can just thank God for all that He has done for us and will continue to do for us, because we are never alone. He is always with us. We ask Him to replenish us daily and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Everyone, have a safe and blessed week. And again, if you have
all.
Some questions you'd like to share, please do so. Love you.
And happy Valentine's.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's, everyone.
Happy Valentine's to you all,
amen.
Too.
Amen. Amen. Love you all. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Hey. Oh, my goodness.